Recorded Books presents Madeline Finn and the Therapy Dog by Lisa Papp. Read by Marissa Chiz. Happy birthday, Star!
Is Star ready for his test tomorrow? Mom asks.
He sure is, I say. We've been practicing. We practice meeting people.
Hello, Madeline Finn, the postman says.
We practice sitting still when a bike goes by. We even practice meeting other dogs.
You're going to do great, I tell Star. You're going to make the best therapy dog ever.
Star doesn't go to a school for his test. Instead, we drive to a place called Walker Oaks.
Star will have 3 visits here, Mom says.
You can do it, Star, I say. Remember, it's your job to make people smile.
Mrs. Dimple and Bonnie are waiting for us.
Is this where Bonnie passed her therapy dog test? I ask Mrs. Dimple.
It sure is, she says. Lots of therapy dogs visit the people who live here. If Star passes his test, he can join them.
Inside, we see a man with a clipboard.
Hello, Madeline Finn, he says. My name is Mr. Finch. It's my job to see if Star will make a good therapy dog.
We've been practicing, I say.
Would you like to hold Star's leash with your mother? He asks.
Yes, please, I say. First, Mom and I walk Star around the room.
Stop, please, Mr. Finch says.
We stop.
Proceed, he says.
I guess that means go, because Mom starts walking again. We walk past Bonnie and some other therapy dogs. Star doesn't bark or try to play with them.
Good job, Star, I say.
Next, Mr. Finch pets Star, especially touching his ears and tail. Star doesn't mind. A nurse walks past with a wheelchair. Star is curious, but he doesn't chase it. Finally, Mom and I have to let go of Star's leash and walk away. Star is supposed to sit still, but he doesn't. Instead, he walks across the room. A lady smiles, and Star puts his paw on her knee. Mr. Finch writes something on his clipboard, but he's smiling too.
Okay, he says. That's all for today.
Star did well on his first test, Mom says when we leave.
He sure did, Mrs. Dimple says.
On his next test, Star will visit with some of the residents.
You can do it, Star, I say.
Star and I practice all week, especially sitting still when I let go of his leash. Pretty soon, it's time for his second test.
Welcome back, Madeline Finn, Mr. Finch says.
This time, he leads us to a big room.
Why don't you and Star go in and say hello?
I'm kind of nervous, but Star isn't. He walks right up and smiles.
Oh, isn't he the sweetest thing? A lady says.
He reminds me of a dog I had when I was a boy, a man says. He gives Star a kiss right on his nose.
A lady with a big hat talks about her garden. She even reads Star a letter. Star is a good listener.
Everyone seems happy. Everyone except a man in the corner.
This is Mr. Humphrey, a nurse says.
Would you like to pet Star? I ask. Mr. Humphrey doesn't say anything. Mr. Finch takes some more notes. Then it's time to go.
Star did well on his second test, Mom says.
But he didn't make Mr. Humphrey smile, I say.
Some people...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?